Nicholson was there. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Nadia. It was a very busy morning with plenty of good horses around.
Well, let's talk about these stable by stable, starting off for Mick Price.
Yeah, he's got quite a trifecta of horses going around in the PB Lawrence Stakes. Grunt and Mighty Boss will contest the race, as will Holly Snow, who all three trifected an official trial at Cranbourne last week, and they had their final gallops this morning. Grunt and Mighty Boss worked together on the course proper over 1,000 metres in a terrific 1 minute and 5 seconds, and ran home their last 400 in 23.3. Mighty Boss was out in front, giving Grunt about, Grunt gave Mighty Boss about a 2.5 length start, and coming around the turn really put the foot down and levelled up before in the concluding stages. Mighty Boss just pulled away a little bit, but both were terrific, and I'd expect them to both run well. Holy Snow worked this morning with a horse called Holy Command, who's due to contest the benchmark 84 handicap over the 1400 metres, and they worked 1000 metres on the course proper this morning in evens, Nadia, and came home their last 400 in 24. It was good solid work, and I'd expect of the three going in the PB Lawrence, Holy Snow might be the little bit of a sneaky chance of upsetting his more fancied stable mates, but look, they're all going very well, and I'd all expect them to be running on very strongly at the finish. Aside from those, he has High Ratio going around in the Vane Stakes, and Drossen is likely to go around in the Regal Roller. They worked together this morning on the steeplegrass over 800 metres, and they ran a nice time of 53.16 and just cruised home their last 400 metres in 25.28. High Ratio was rather cultish this morning, and didn't exactly want to do what he was told, but Mick's hoping that he'll run very well. And Drossen was very good winning an official trial last week, and I'd expect him to run very well when he resumes. Aside from those, Nadia, Miss Admiration and Netherfield are both nominated to run in the handicap over the mile, with Miss Admiration also nominated for the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 84 handicap. They worked over 1,200 metres in evens on the steeple this morning and came home their last 400 in 24.7. While Run Gypsy Run worked 800 metres on the steeple in company with Tarcoola Spirit. They went around in 52.72 and came home their last 400 rather strongly in 23.44, and it was a really good gallop. Run Gypsy Run was a good winner in Adelaide recently, and I'd expect her to run well in the mare's handicap over the 1,100. While Tegrita is nominated to run in the fillies and mares over the 1,700 metres and worked this morning with Weld. They went 1,200 on the steeplegrass in evens and came home their last 400 in a very sharp time of 23.15. So I'd give High Ratio a chance in the vein. Drossen's certainly very capable of running well in the Regal Roller, and you could almost throw a blanket over the runners in the PB Lawrence for him, Holy Snow, Grunt and Mighty Boss.
And what about for Kieran Maher?
Yes, well, Jamaica was nominated for the PB Lawrence, and a decision will be made on her running tomorrow. But on her work this morning, I'd expect her to go around. She went over 1,000 metres on the course proper this morning and really quickened up the last 400 to run home in 23.5. And she looks in terrific order. Speaking to Kieran this morning, he said that she's certainly sparked up since that official trial. And you never know, she's certainly a talented mare and could be running on Saturday. Aside from that, he will line up Sheriff John Stone, who was a terrific last start winner in the Regal Roller, and didn't do too much this morning, rather quiet, as was Mask of Time and Nantali, and they'll all run Nantali in the fillies and mares over the 1700, and Mask of Time will run in the handicap over the mile. While he has Viennese Star nominated for the Quizette, he's yet to make a decision on whether the horse will go around, but went over 800 metres on the course proper this morning in evens and quickened up to run home its last 400 in 23.5. So Viennese Star certainly a bit of a chance in, possibly a each way chance in the Quizette Stakes.
Then we have a look at Brendan McCarthy's pair.
Yeah, he's got Causeway Girl nominated for the Quizette, and also Star Fortune nominated to run in the benchmark 78 over 1,100 metres. Star Fortune went over 800 metres on the course proper and came home the last 400 in 25. Just a nice cruise around for Star Fortune. And Causeway Girl was a bit unlucky last start and was very impressive on debut and winning by quite a margin. She worked on the course proper, ridden by Ben Mullen this morning, over 800 metres and ran home really sharply the last 400 in 23 and a quarter, so I'd expect her to be very competitive on the weekend. Brendan McCarthy's got Divine Mr. Tycoon nominated to run in the vein. He'll make a decision in the morning, and 800 metres on the steeple grass in 52 this morning, last 400 in 25. Petite Reward went 800 metres in evens and home in 24. It's nominated for the Benchmark 78 handicap over 1100 and the Mayor's handicap over the 1100. He'll make a decision. Apart from those, Nadia Rockhart, who's undefeated for Byron Cosmanis, went around in jump out two and looked very impressive. Should run in the Vane Stakes. Tony Vazel's Power of Attorney had a jump out and jump out three and was another to be impressive in the jump out. So they'll more than likely both contest the Vane Stakes. While John Salonitri's going to run Seductive Miss in the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 84 over the 1700, and she worked 1400 metres in a minute 42 home in 24 and three quarters this morning, Nadia.
Okay, so some real highlights. Who do you think we can make some money out of in the immediate future?
I think you can go well following Ardrossan, and as I said, hard to pick between Holy Snow Grunt and Mighty Boss in the PB Lawrence. I think Run Gypsy Run's bounced back to form and should run very well. Netherfield's definitely an each-way chance. If Jamaica runs, I'd probably maybe have a place bet on her. She's certainly capable of running very well. Sheriff John Stone's doing exceptionally well, Nadia. Causeway Girl in the Quizette looks the pick from the Caulfield runners. And in the vein, I'd probably go with Rockhart just ahead of high ratio on what I saw this morning, Nadia.
Okay, thank you, Rob. There's Rob Nick.